stop us now.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
There is a pleading as well as a petition. A pleading as well as a petition. Prayer is the expression of desire for benefits by one who needs it to one who can confer it. In other words, God has the power to give or to confer gifts or benefit to those who ask him. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock. It shall be open. If you not ask him, how do we expect to receive?
Right.
Now we understand why Jesus said all of these things. And our petition, my brothers and sisters, is a formal request in knowing how and when to pray. Mainly the reason we don't have it is because we have not asked him. In Jesus' prayer, he said, Father, glorify thy son.
Yeah.
This was our Savior requesting the Father to support him on the cross. What's your cross like?
Mm.
And have you going through your trials and your tribulation in life, do you know you have the support of a Heavenly Father who loves you in spite of what you're going through? Jesus said, support me, Father, on the cross. And then afterward, bring me out or bring him out of the grave and set him at his own right hand, the right hand of power and authority of the Father, as the glorious attribute of the Father, his justice, his holiness, his mercy, his faithfulness might be magnified. The glorification of the Son had a double meaning of his hour. Glorify me in my suffering and glorify me after my suffering. In both of these aspects, was the Lord's prayer answered. It was answered as the angels were sent to strengthen him in the garden.
Yeah.
It was answered by the testimony of Pilate when he said, I find no fault in him. It was answered when the dying thief asked the Lord to remember him when he entered into his kingdom. It was answered when the centurion soldier said, truly this was the Son of God. His resurrection, Antioch, and his exhortation to the highest seat in heaven was his glorification following his suffering. Jesus' desire was to be glorified by the Father, not by men. There are times men want to be glorified. They want the pride. They want the authority. They want to be lifted up. They want parades lying in your streets. And you want to look like he's an emperor or a king. There are men who want all of this authority. They want men to be glorified. But Jesus said, I don't need men to do that. I need my Father to do that. And that was one who had that same desire for that glorification, but his desire was messed up. And when you are lost, when you don't have connection with the Father, you are going farther and farther away from the source of life. Jesus wanted the Father to glorify him. Scripture said in the first verse, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Only the Son glorifying the Father, and the Father glorifying the Son. Then Jesus said in the concluding verses, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, as thou hast given him, Jesus, power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. God knows who and how many will receive Jesus. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all 8 billion of God's people. But God knows, because he's an omniscient God. He knows, he has all knowledge. He knows who will come, when they will come, the way they will come, the direction they will come, and the time they will come. He knows who will call upon the name of Yahweh. He knows who will call upon Adonai. He knows who will call upon Jehovah. Why? Because he knows the heart, the content, and the character of his people. He knows what you're thinking before you think it. He knows your lifespan before it ends. He knows your eternal destiny before you even get there. God knows it all. And the third verse, it says, and this is life eternal, that they may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is not simply endless existence. Everyone will exist somewhere forever. Eternal life is not endless existence. You and I will exist somewhere eternally, either with him eternally or separated from him eternally. It will not end at death, because death will end one day, because God will separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the sheep from the goat. Those that are here will live with him for an eternity. And those that said, I will give it all up, I don't care. I was watching a program the other day, and a lady was off into drugs, and a lot of stuff was talking about that she was not going to pray to God. And she used a terrible, profane language word. And literally said, I did this on my own. I'm supplying. God ain't doing nothing for me. She said, I'm providing for me. And I said, Lord, she needs help. Because even in a profane language of God, God is still trying to save her from herself. Even when we are away from God, God is sending preachers to preach to those who are lost. I went to Kingston, Jamaica, and this woman was in Kingston, Jamaica, and I prayed to a drug lord, and he surrendered his life to the Lord, and the Lord was bringing people in. Why? Because the Lord knew who would come, when they would come, and the direction in which they would come. And that's why the Lord sent us to do missionary work. And there are those who are not hearing, but when the power of the Holy Spirit touched their life, you cannot be the same.
No, Lord.
You cannot sit under sound biblical teaching and remain the same way.
Yes, Lord.
Something has to change.
Yeah.
Jesus said in that fourth verse, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. Calvary was the price paid for our redemption. Calvary was the price paid for your redemption and mine. He redeemed us. He bought us back. He purchased us so that you and I could live with the Father forever. And at this verse it says, and now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before the world was. Before the world was. Oh, now, oh, Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee, which Jesus, which Christ, the Son of God, had with the Father before the world was. Our Lord asked this. Our Lord asked that. His pre-incarnated glory. His pre-incarnated. He was here before anything existed. He was in existence before it was anything. His pre-incarnated glory be given to him again. His glory, his power, his authority be restored back unto him so that the Son might glorify the Father in returning to heaven. His pre-incarnated glory, let us know in John 1, it says, for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In the beginning of everything, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what Christ has done, and when we think about what he's doing for each and every one of us tonight, today, he is intervening on our behalf.
That's right.
He sits at the right hand of God the Father. He is petitioning on our behalf. He is our lawyer. He's our ambassador. He's our high priest. Speaking to the Father whenever the enemy comes with accusations against us. Telling the Father how wrong we've done and the things we've done in life. And Jesus simply stands up from the right hand of power.
Yeah.
And he just shows the Father his hand. Remember, I paid the price for the Savior of the world. Those men who will accept me on what we call the dispensation of grace, those who accept Jesus can be saved.
Yeah.
Jesus paid it all. All to him will. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed us white as snow. My brothers and sisters, that was a reason for praying in that hour, because the Lord knew that he was praying for you and for me.
Yes, sir.
And for that, when we pray, we don't need popes. We don't need deeds. We just need Jesus. Your prayer reaches the Father just like mine. You remember when the veil in the temple was stripped from top to bottom? You and I gained access into the holy presence of God. And so now, when we pray, we can tap into the source of all of our resources. We can tap into a holy Father who looks far beyond our many faults and sorrows. We can tap into the one who said, for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus.
That's right.
So that you and I would have a right to eternal life.
That's right.
And now we know why Jesus prayed in that hour. The doors of the church open. If you're here today, or if you are listening by internet,